Can you hear me well? I'd like to invite you to have a meditation. It's called Light of Christ Meditation. So usually we use it when we do the healing pathway sessions to center ourselves, to deepen the connection to God, to make sure that the healing energy is coming from God. So this meditation may be done with your eyes open or closed. Seat yourself comfortably, feet uncrossed and touching the floor, arms and shoulders relaxed. Let's begin. Begin by noticing the sensations in your body, especially noting your feet and their connection to the ground. Become aware of your breath. Allow your breath to move deeply into your being. With each breath in, allow your focus to go deeper into your being. As you breathe out, let go of any distractions. Now, take your awareness to the center of your chest and look deep within to your spiritual center. Ask that the light and love of Christ be present there in your heart. If at first you don't notice or feel anything, ask for the sensation to be stronger. If you still have no sensations, continue anyway, trusting that this is unfolding as it needs to. Connect to the divine light and love. You may feel it as warmth, or you may see it as a flame. For some, it may take the form of the sun or a star. Invite the light and love to expand and fill your entire being. Just as the sun shines unconditionally on all of the earth, so does this light of Christ shine on all parts of your being. Let it fill your physical body, flowing through all parts right down to fill your feet. Let this root and ground you. It may even flow through your feet into the earth. With each breath in, allow it to flow farther into your body, filling and nourishing each cell. Now, imagine the light shining from the core of your being, sending light and love beyond your physical body to shine in all directions, just like the sun. Just as the sun shines unconditionally, so let this light shine. Invite it to form a cerise or a cocoon of light and love all around you. Ask this light to be in balance above and below, side to side, and front to back. From this place of being filled and grounded with the light and love of Christ, State your intention to be an instrument of healing for the highest good. After sitting quietly in this for a few moments, gently bring your awareness back to your physical body and back into the room. Thank you for joining. I hope it helps you to connect with Heavenly Father and Mother Earth, and you could feel the light of Christ in your heart.
You pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. And today in particular, we would say, and our healer, and the one to whom we look to bring healing to ourselves and our world. Looking at this table, Jesus calls us to do this do in remembrance of me, which reminds me always that Jesus doesn't call us to believe a certain doctrine, to profess to a certain set of words in particular, other than the ones that he taught us, which is to love our neighbors as ourselves. He said to do this. And one of the things that we see Jesus doing a lot in the New Testament Gospels is healing. So today we heard a story of Jesus going and healing. In the Gospels, he heals lepers, he heals blindness. He heals people on profound levels that are not just their physical ailments. In one of the scriptures, a woman reaches out and touches his robe, and she is healed from 12 years of bleeding. But on top of that, she is healed of an experience of being marginalized by having him listen to her. She is healed from the experience of her society who has shunned her by having him challenge their mores of the time. So Jesus guides us into a ministry of healing. Right now, we are in the process of moving towards an intentional healing ministry here at Gilmer Park United Church. There are ways in which this work has already been happening. The community meal is a way that we heal our community by creating community for people to come, people who are marginalized, people who are hungry. But there is a profound level whenever I read scripture in a place like this, I will preface the scripture reading saying the words, whether you understand scripture as history or story, truth or metaphor, may these words hold meaning for you today. Because scripture is all of those things. It is perhaps history, we don't really know, but many people believe that those stories are actually true in the way that we would understand history. They are certainly story, but they also hold greater truths. And they do that through metaphor. And so we read these stories on all of those levels, including the stories of healing. And right now we are in the process of moving towards a healing ministry where we recognize that Jesus has called us to be healers. And he calls us to be healers in the way that he was a healer, which is with actual hands. He heals people by laying on hands. And we do that in the ministry called Healing Pathway. Sometimes when we talk about this kind of healing in our kind of liberal, mainline, very sort of traditional and cerebral churches, people become afraid. And we're afraid because we are people who are steeped in science, and somehow this notion of healing strikes us as a little bit of that old magical thinking that we have grown away from. And yet we move back into a time of the mystical understanding of the Christ and recognizing that it is not with magic that this work happens. It is, in fact, with our relationship with God. And so when we do this work, have just close to the end of a full year of a phase 4 of training for the healing pathway. And so after I complete this at the end of next month, I will be able to teach healing pathway, and which I actually already do. But it is a practice in which we understand that the healing comes through our connection to the infinite divine, the divine energy, universal energy. People use all sorts of names for what we would say is God. And it is through that connection that we help individuals bring healing to themselves. So the healing is not like we sometimes imagine or sometimes have seen on television, where the televangelists will walk up to someone and go, "You are healed," and kind of do this sort of thing, and people fall down, and miraculously the lame person who has come up on a wheelchair suddenly leaps up and walks. That is not the kind of healing that we do. Having said that, I have seen some great miracles of physical healing from this work, but it is not that. So sometimes people are afraid of that. And sometimes people are afraid of it because they think it sort of smacks of a little bit of New Agey sort of-ness, that kind of undefinable thing that the spiritual but not religious people do. And it does. There are lots of people who are not in Christian churches who do this work. And in some ways, they are even past us in recognizing that it is through this universal energy. But it is absolutely grounded in Scripture. Right from the Old Testament to now, there are scriptures over and over again of people calling on the power of God to heal. I have lots and lots of examples, which I won't tell you about all of them, but from the ancient scriptures, from Exodus, from Kings. It's in the Gospels, but it is, and perhaps as importantly for us, as followers of Jesus, we read the Gospels as a way of looking at someone's life or the life of Jesus as a guide to how we also live out God's call. And in Acts, we see that the disciples have done that. And so there are scriptures in Acts where the disciples are taking the call that Jesus has given them and taking healing out to the people. And so that is what we are also called to do. Today after church, we're meeting, and I invite anyone who is even interested in just understanding a little bit more about this to come and find out about this healing pathway ministry, but it is, we're talking about the healing pathway, which is a particular piece of healing ministry, but also how does it fit into a larger picture of healing here? And one of the things that I also want to mention is we are also of a tradition, and by I mean we here in North America, 20th century Christian churches, of sometimes believing that ministry is what we do in remembrance of me. And so we think of ministry as being the gift that we give other people. But in fact, it is the gift, if we want to use that language, that we give ourselves. So healing pathway isn't just something that we take out to heal other people. It is deeply spiritual practice. Deeply spiritual practice. And the only way it works is because it is deeply spiritual practice for ourselves. In the hymn that we sang earlier, very first, when we heal, we are healed. And so we recognize that the work that we do, so most of the work that I've been doing in this year of Healing Pathway Intensive is about my own spiritual journey. So I want to invite you one more time into a time of spiritual journey through meditation. This particular meditation, which is called heart centering, in the heart centering meditation, we experience for ourselves the energies of compassion and peace, healing presence, and unconditional love, which are the energies that we use when we are doing this work with other people. And so I invite you to just take another deep breath, to seat yourselves comfortably but firmly in a way that you can let yourself go to some degree without falling over. Imagine an image that is sacred for you, that carries radiance for you. It may be an image of the deity or a wisdom figure. It may be a sound or a word or a symbol. And let the image flow into you and fill you, opening, deepening, surrendering, and letting go. Let the energies or forces of this image move deeper into your being. Let the energies of this image call you, renew you, percolate through you, and be a resource to you. And slowly, holding the energies of this image, bring one hand at a time to your heart center. So just bring your hand to your own heart. Bring your hand to your heart center. With your hand at your heart center, you will be able to feel what it's like to receive the energies that we are going to call on. Bring your hands to your own body in sacred touch, as if you would touch the source, the beloved, the radiance of the divine. Touch with a profound sense of appreciation. Let your thumbs lightly touch each other. This is known as a mudra, or a sacred symbol of our connection to the unending flow of the love of the divine. Stay with the sense of wonderment at your own being. If you have no image, it's okay. Touch as if something wondrous is present. Your deep psyche reads the quality of the touch, knows the quality of radiance that is transmitted without judging whose hand is the carrier or the channel. Now let us call upon the attributes of the heart center. The first one is compassion. Open and let compassion infuse you. Let it be as if compassion itself holds you and imbues you. You are not trying to feel compassionate. You are enveloped by compassion. You are bathed in, carried by, filled with the energies of compassion. The second attribute is peace, balance, and equanimity, the center of all natural healing. It is the calm in the chaos. It is the peace beyond human understanding. You are filled and held resting in this infinite peacefulness and harmony. The third attribute is healing presence. Feel this wondrous energy filling and surrounding you, bathing every cell of your being. Open to it. Let it seep into your being and bring radiance to each atom. Open to something much larger. Feel it drawing you out into expansion. And now the deepest mystery of all, unconditional love, freely offered, flowing deeply, permeating and completing without measure, without judgment. Feel yourself held in the arms of unconditional love. Feel all the forces and energies that are presented to you, love, healing presence, harmony, compassion, quietly deepen, allowing yourself to be lifted, carried, filled, and infused. With these four qualities present, take time to set in your intention to be an instrument for God's love for the highest good for those in whom you interact and for your own healing. Gently bring your focus and awareness to your body. Breathe deeply three times. And when you are ready, release your hands into your lap. When we connect to the universal life force, which is God, and direct our loving compassion toward a world that is well, whole, and complete, we will experience the mystery of healing. May it be so.